Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
John, the 12th chapter, verse 32 and verse 33. And I, John 12th chapter, verse 32 and verse 33. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. This is not a new message, but it's going to be delivered in a new way. How many of y'all are moved by the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Let me see I need to see the hands of everybody who is moved by the cross. See, John the writer here provides us with his account of the Lord's troubled soul as he approached Calvary. But although his soul was troubled, he would not turn away from his duty, from his mission that he had. In fact, the Apostle Paul tells us at Philippians, the second chapter in verse 8, he says that, and being found and fashioned as a man, he humbled himself, amen, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, amen. And because he was obedient unto death, praise God, we ought to be moved by the cross. There ought to be some emotional arousation that takes place in our life because of what he did on the cross. You see, he never prayed for himself. He never prayed, Lord God, that he do not go to the cross. Amen. I know some people say, well, what was he doing in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, Lord, if it's your will, let this cup pass from me. But praise God, nevertheless, thy will be done. Amen. Yes, he prayed that prayer, but let me tell you something. He also prayed, praise God, in the 27th chapter of this 12th chapter of 27th verse of this 12th chapter of Matthew. Look what he says at 27th verse. He said, now is my soul troubled. Amen. In other words, he was troubled just like any one of you be troubled if you are getting ready to go through a hard ordeal in life. And he says, and what shall I say? Now look what followed those words. He said, Father, save me from this hour. But look at the rest of what it says. It says, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Amen. He wasn't looking to get out of it. He said, this is the cause. He says, everything that we have talked about, everything in your plan, God, comes to this hour. Amen. And for this cause I have come into this hour. Oh, yes, his soul was troubled. That's why he went on to say, and if I be lifted up from this earth, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. Aren't you glad that he was lifted up this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he was lifted up this morning. Praise God, because if he had not been lifted up, amen, I would be a lost soul on my way. Praise God, to hell, and I would not have had an opportunity. Praise God, to be where I am today, nor would I be able to do the things that I do today. But because he was lifted up, Praise God, he drew me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that. So as we look at our text, there are four things I want to lift real quick. Amen. That we ought to be moved. Why? We ought to be moved by the cross. Praise God. The very first one. Amen. I know if y'all remember, praise God, we ought to be moved by the agony that we see in the cross. Can I remind somebody today, praise God, that Jesus suffered some physical agony. Praise God, when he went to the cross. How many of y'all ever done any reading and talk about a Roman crucifixion? Yeah. A Roman crucifixion, if I remind you, was not a pretty thing. Amen. People didn't pay money to go see those things.
No, sir.
Amen. People didn't volunteer, amen, for one of those. Amen. It was an agonizing death that Jesus died. If you don't remember, praise God. And how many of y'all saw the movie called The Passion of Christ? Let me see the hands of those who actually saw the movie. Praise God. Let me tell you something. That movie was as close as it's going to get, praise God, from what happened to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, praise God, because the Bible tells me that he was beaten across his back, praise God, with a cat of a nine-tail whip, praise God. He was pierced in his side. He was nailed to that cross, praise God, through his hands and through his feet, amen, and just the sheer pain that he suffered, praise God, was not the full story of what he went through. Because when you want to look at it, praise God, the pain was one thing. But praise God, but when he was there on that cross with his hands stretched out and all of his cavities in his lungs and, praise God, in his stomach had done dropped down, he hurt more, praise God, from a lack of breath than he died and hurt from the pain. Amen. Those of you all who know that, then, because see, when you are perched out there, I praise God, on a cross or on anything for a long time, when your chest cavities have dropped, you can't get any air. Breath cannot go through your lungs. Praise God. And I want you to picture our Lord, praise God, while he was on that cross. Amen. Every now and then, not only him, but those others who were crucified with him, they were taken, they would try to perch themselves up, amen, so that they can perch up and get some air in their lungs. But break, and when the pain got so hard from them perching on the nail that was driven through his hand and from his feet, he would slump back down, praise God, and the pain would take him over again. I'm talking about a God who came to this world, praise God, who had nothing but the love of humanity in his head. And praise God, and on that cross he found his, instead of the love of God on the inside of his head, he found a crown of thorns that was thrust on his head. Praise God. We ought to be moved by the agony, the sheer pain of it. And if we're not moved by the sheer pain and the agony of the cross, we ought to be moved by the spiritual separation that God, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ experienced. Amen. You got to realize he was a God. He had not committed no sin at all. And now he has the sin of the whole world on him. He had mine on him. He had yours on him. And I want you to picture something. Praise God. Here was a man that was in perfect relationship with his Father. Amen. Nowhere in Scripture would you ever find him call his Father anything but Father. But praise God, when he was separated from God because of sin, because God couldn't stand to see sin, he had to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He couldn't say my Father, praise God, because at that time he was separated from God. And let me tell you something, that carries a message to each and every last one of us here this morning, praise God. You see, and we ought to be drawn by the cross. We ought to be moved by the cross, praise God. Because let me tell you something, just like he suffered. Praise God, just like he suffered. It lets me know that we are going to suffer. Amen. Some of us are suffering right now. Some of us have family members, praise God, who are in line in hospitals who are not doing too good. Some of us have family members who have died. We are going through some things, but praise God, just like he suffered, we know, praise God, that he came out victoriously. I want to say this to those who have family members who are sick, those who have family members, praise God, that they've just lost. Praise God, remember this thing like that. You are going to be victorious if you're in Christ Jesus, because the Bible reminds me that weeping may endure for a night. But praise God, but all you got to do is just wait until morning time. Praise God. And if you wait until morning time, the Bible tells me that joy, I'm talking about that unspeakable joy, praise God, will come upon us. But not only are we drawn, praise God, from his suffering, praise God, we ought to be moved by the cross, amen, because of the fact that he was moved by our sin. You know why? Because what happened, he was separated from God because sin was poured on him. Amen. So what that message is to me and to you, every time we sin, praise God, that means that we are separated from our God. So that when we sin, amen, he sends a message to our brain housing group to let us know that we have sinned. And what we ought to do, praise God, is get that thing straight, because praise God, while we are in that sinful state, we are separated from God. And the only thing that's going to get us back, if we go back and repent of that sin, praise God, and to reconcile ourselves back to him. So we ought to be moved, praise God, by the sheer agony of the cross. Amen. We ought to be moved, secondly, praise God, by the love that we see. Amen. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Praise God, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. You see, God has loved us with a love that holds nothing back. Oh yes, he holds nothing back. I mean, he loved us so much that in while we were yet sinners, he sent his son to die for us. But praise God, it amazes me. The older I get, praise God, I see people walking around here talking about they love folk. Amen. If I'm stepping on your shoes, baby, if you got some corns, just say that hurt. Don't get mad with me. Amen. I see some folk running around here talking about they love each other. Praise God. But let me tell you something. Some of the things that I'm beginning to observe as I get a little older, I wonder, are we just paying lip service to that? Amen. Can I ask the question? Amen. You don't have to wave your hand. Amen. Are we just paying lip service, praise God, to this thing that we call love? Amen. Because I'm seeing now, praise God, that we have folk, amen, who hate folk and holding grudges, man, about things that happened 40 and 50 years ago. Hallelujah, praise God. Can I help you? I'm gonna do like they do in the world. Can I help you to something? Can I help you to something? Amen. Let me help you to something. Amen. See, Deacon Robinson, I don't know what you did yesterday. I don't know what you did last week. I don't know what you did week before last. None of that. In fact, I don't even know what you did this morning. Amen. But you wanna know something? I know one thing. You can't do nothing about it. That you could do about it if you did something bad is go say, Lord, forgive me, praise God, and put it under the blood. Amen. See, when something happened 40 and 50 years ago, amen, we ought not have any problem. We ought not have any rhyme nor reason to be walking around here, praise God, mad with folk, lips stuck out, praise God, hallelujah, can't put a smile on our face because we are all messed up and tied up and tangled up. Praise God, and we're talking about the fact that we love folk. Amen. I'm talking about people that I'm not talking about no folks out in the world. I'm talking about folks in church. Amen. They're walking in the church and not speaking to other people. Praise God, because stuff that happened 40, 50 years ago. Can I remind you of something? Can I help you to something? Praise God. I know y'all not going to put this on radio. Can I help you to something? You can't do nothing about stuff that happened 50 years ago. Praise God, and you better try to put that stuff out of your mind, because let me tell you something. The Bible reminds me, praise God, if you harbor hatred in your heart, you're lying when you get up there and talk about you love folk. Praise God, because let me tell you something. Jesus had to put some love in his heart. Praise God. He looked out over those people that even crucified him. Praise God. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So, man, my message this morning, if you are not moved by the sheer agony of the cross, you ought to be moved by the love that you see. And praise God, I'm going to my third point here. Praise God, if you're not moved by the agony, if you're not moved by the love, you ought to be moved by the forgiveness that you see in the cross. Hallelujah. See, you see, Jesus forgave those folk. Amen. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody can help me, because I see the Bible said that we ought to we pray in the model prayer, Lord, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Amen. And why is it so hard for church folk? I'm talking about people that love God. Why is it so hard for us to forgive? Amen. I read an article this morning in the paper that really just shut me. Oh, I felt so good. How many of y'all read the article this morning about this author, Ernest Hill, praise God, that was in the paper this morning? Amen. He wrote a book. He was in Louisiana for this book signing thing. Go back and read the paper. Read the article. It was a great article. Praise God. And he wrote a book. And he wrote a book that's called My Life for Your Life, or something like that, one of the books that he wrote. And they asked him, why did you write that book? He said, I wrote that book because when I was 10 years old, amen, my grandmother told me of a story. And the story was how my uncle got killed. Amen. And they went on to say, praise God, he said he got killed. He said, but you want to know something that I liked about it? He said, my grandmother told me, praise God. And he said, the man that killed him lived right down the street. And he said, did you know something? If the man came to her house, praise God, and he was hungry, my grandmother said that she would have let him go into the kitchen and eat whatever he wanted to eat. And praise God, when I read that this morning in that story, I said, praise God. Now that's what you call forgiveness. That's what you call love. But praise God, but we have people, praise God, this day and age, I don't know why it is, we find it hard to forgive somebody. Praise God, don't you have to realize that God forgave you? Amen. God, if it wasn't for a loving God who forgave you of all the stuff that you did, praise God, you wouldn't be sitting here today where you are enjoying the stuff that you enjoy today. What if God was one of those type of those people, praise God, who decided to get all of us, praise God, for the things that we did? Praise God, you wouldn't have me standing up here preaching to you today, praise God, because he would have taken care of me a long time ago. Praise God. And let me tell you something else, just in case you think that's right. Praise God. If he was a type of God who would just hammer you for everything, I wouldn't have nobody to preach to out there either. Amen. So I'm trying to tell you, praise God, that we ought to be moved by the cross. Praise God. There ought to be some arousation that takes place in our life because of what he did on Calvary. But praise God, let me go ahead and close this sermon this morning. I said I wasn't going to be long. Amen. I told you early this morning that I felt some preach coming on. Amen. You see, if we're not moved by the agony of the cross, praise God, if we're not moved by the love that we see in the cross, if we're not moved by the forgiveness that we see in the cross, praise God, we ought to be moved, praise God, by the response, praise God, when it comes to the cross. What am I talking about? Praise God, when that message is told about the cross of Jesus Christ, there ought to be a response, praise God, by every man, woman, boy, and girl. And that response should be, praise God, that we make the cross our choice. In other words, that we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. You see, it's not enough for us, praise God, just to consider the cross. It's not enough for us just to meditate on the cross. It's not enough for us just to believe the historical reality of the death of Christ. Praise God. Jesus called you and I, praise God, to make another response. And that response is to give our life to Jesus Christ. Oh yes, I'm glad this morning, praise God, about the cross. I got to tell you right now that I'm glad that he went to the cross. Somebody would used to ask me, how in the world can you stand up and say that you're glad that your Lord went to the cross? Don't you know if he had not gone, I would be a lost soul. Praise God. When I look at all of the stuff that's going on in this world, it lets me know that this world is not my home. Yeah, I don't see Sister LaCreek, but I read an article this morning. Praise God. Yes, I get dismayed. Tears come in my eye too. Praise God. When I hear that you have mothers who would put a child in a car in temperatures that are 100 degrees and walk off and leave them, praise God, so the kids would burn up in the car. Praise God. My eyes start to tear myself. But I'm here to tell you that I'm glad for the cross. I'm glad, praise God, and I'm moved by the cross because I know that this land is not my home. I got to say like the songwriter say, I'm just a pilgrim. I'm just passing through this place. Praise God. But if it had not been for the cross and the cross of Jesus saving me, I would still be lost. Praise God. But I'm so glad this morning. I'm so glad this morning that he died for me. And it wasn't enough that he just died for me. He died for you. Hallelujah. And you ought to be glorifying in that. You ought to be moved by the fact that he died for you. Hallelujah. You see, as I look back over my life, I was out working in the yard yesterday, and I realized that I can't do the things that I used to do. I went over to my neighbor. You see, when Joshua was here, Joshua would take the lawnmower and he would go cut the ditch for me because he was young and he was strong. But Joshua is not here, so I had to go and take that lawnmower and I had to cut that ditch. I realized after I stopped about five times cutting that ditch, I had to go inside and I got me an energy drink. I drank that energy drink down, and praise God, I went back out in that ditch and I tried to cut it. But after I made about three passes, I was huffing and I was puffing. And hallelujah, I saw my neighbor out there. I went over to my neighbor. I said, Sergeant Major, you know something? I learned today. I'm not the man that I used to be. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that as we get old, this body, hallelujah, this body is gonna wear down. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, but I'm not worried about this body tearing down, because my soul has been saved. My soul has been saved. Hallelujah. I don't worry about the stuff that goes on in this world no more. I don't worry about the things that go on in this world. My house, it may fall down, it may catch a fire, but one thing about it, my soul is saved. My car may stop running, but one thing about it, my soul is saved. The clothes that I wear, it may have some holes come in them, but my soul is still saved. My eyes may get dim, my head may get bald, my steps are getting shorter. But one thing about it, my soul is still saved. Hallelujah. And if it had not been for the cross, if it had not been for the cross, I couldn't stand up here and say, my soul is saved. I tell you, my anchor is reached down and it has gripped the solid rock. I got to tell you a little story. This story is in the song. I was sinking deep in sin. I was far from the peaceful shore. I was sinking deep in sin, and I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me and say, am I? It was love lifted me. It was love lifted me. It was love that lifted me. When nothing else, when nothing else could help, it was love that lifted me. Somebody say, what love, what is that? It was a love that went up a hill called Calvary over 2,000 years ago. It was a love, praise God, that let them drive nails through his hand, drive a spike through his feet, put a crown of thorns on his head. It was love that allowed them to pierce him in his side. It was love that allowed them to put him in a borrowed grave. But it was the same love that early, one Sunday morning, he got up. Oh! He got up with all power. All power in his hand. My brothers and my sisters, I am forever moved by the cross of Jesus. I don't know about you, but you wonder why I get so excited. Because when I look back over my life and I have an opportunity to think things over, when I look, I notice some things. I've had some bad days. I've had some good days. But when I look back over my life, my good days, see, right now, when I walk sometimes, I have a pain in my side. But you want to know something? That's one of those bad days. But you know, most of the days I can walk, and my good days outnumber my bad days. And I'm here to tell you, I refuse to complain. If it had not been for the cross, we would be a lost people. There might be somebody here today.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Jesus, we'll fix it.